It's Monday, everybody. It's another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you on this MLK Day Monday, January 18th, and a Tuesday, January 19th. On the show today, forget about the Patriot way. Let's talk about the new look Rams. It's the Rams way down in Allen Park. I will explain coming up momentarily on the show. Also, a little bit of history lesson on first-time NFL head coaches that have no NFL coordinator or Division I head coaching experience. And I've had my crack research staff look this up since the year 2000. Of course, the Lions are going to make it official with Dan Campbell. He has never been a coordinator. He was an interim coach in 2015, but I'm going with never been a coordinator or never been a head coach and run his own program at any level. We're going to get into that momentarily on the program here as we await the official announcement of Dan Campbell. We'll tell you why that hasn't taken place yet either right here on Locked On Lions. You find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks at Locked On Lions, as well as the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. If you are new to the program, welcome. Thank you for listening. We've had a little bump up lately with listenership, a lot of people sharing the podcast. We'd love your review on iTunes, if you listen on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. I've been telling you for weeks on this show that the Lions have an individual in their front office that is not going anywhere. And I've called for many, many times the fact that this organization, for a long time, going back to Matt Millen, when Matt Millen got fired, and everybody said, wait a minute, finally, Mr. Ford has fired Matt Millen. What a disaster. And, you know, he was horrible, and he was the worst GM, arguably, in any sport of all time. But yet, when it came time to hire his replacement, the Lions hired his assistant, Martin Mayhew. Martin, if you really look at the grand scheme of things, did not do such a bad job. But it's why I've always said that this organization needs to, in all phases, blow this thing up and get people that were in the previous regime out and bring new people in and try a fresh approach. So I've tried to tell you over the last few weeks that I know from my sourcing and from people I know, both in and outside of the building, that the Lions aren't going to do that. Now, it looks from afar like that, like, oh, okay, GM is going to be the Rams director of college scouting, Brad Holmes. Everybody likes Brad Holmes. His uncle, Luther Bradley, played for the team. The alumni seem to be behind it. African-American GM, so they're, you know, finally being a little bit more diverse in the front office, and he's a great guy, and everybody likes him, and he's helped with the Rams draft, yada, yada, yada. 44 years old. So it appears that an outsider, it's not like the Lions are hiring Lance Newmark or anybody that is Lions ties. The head coach is going to be Dan Campbell. Other than playing for the Lions as a backup tight end for a few years and being on the 0-16 team, he's not really coming in with many Lions ties. But as I've been trying to tell you for weeks, maybe even months, there's a guy in the Lions front office from West Bloomfield originally who has Patriot and Bob Quinn ties, who the Lions brought in to help with their cap situation, and they named him Vice President of Football Administration a few years ago. Mike Disner, D-I-S-N-E-R. And Mike Disner worked very closely with Bob Quinn when it came to managing the club's salary cap, player contract negotiations, compliance with the collective bargaining agreement. Also oversees the club's analytical and analytics efforts and financial strategic planning as it relates to player acquisition and roster construction. When Disner was hired, he came over from the Cardinals, where he had worked there for 5 years as the team's director of football administration. And I've been trying to tell you for weeks that Mike Disner is not going anywhere, that he and Rod Wood are aligned, and that Mike Disner would have a role with this front office. Today, SI.com's Monday Morning Quarterback column, Albert Breer, wrote this about the Lions' structure and what is going on. Quote, the Lions really looked at GM Les Snead's department in L.A. and said, give us that. Troy liked hearing from Holmes about how the Rams do things differently, mixing analytics and an intellectual way of looking at players with traditional scouting, while seeing that he'd changed some things too. In fact, one big moment in the interview came when Holmes was asked by the Detroit brass to go through each of the four GMs and five head coaches that he had worked with and identify one thing he learned from each of them and one he didn't like that he'd do differently than them. One by one, Holmes calmly and logically knocked these out, then gave a cutting, honest assessment of the Lions roster and a bold plan for what he'd do if he landed the job. And when asked about the hole in his resume, that he lived in Atlanta for a team that was in L.A., Holmes joked that he may have actually been bordering on California residency with all the time he was out west during the year to pitch in during vital junctures in the calendar. It continues. Add that to Holmes' involvement in building a playoff roster without a first-round pick the last 4 years, and the Lions felt pretty good coming out of the first round of interviews about how Brad Holmes would fit in, and how he'll fit in actually meshes really well with what Holmes is accustomed to. In order to get the GM job closer to a true scouting job, the Lions are putting VP Mike Disner in charge of much of the football operations ends of things, which means Holmes won't have to worry about managing areas like travel, nutrition, training, and equipment. And Disner, Holmes, and the new coach, Dan Campbell, will all report to Lions president Rod Wood. That'll make Disner's job description mirror Rams VP Tony Pastore's job description, and Holmes mirroring Snead's with Wood in the role of Rams COO Kevin Demoff, end quote. There's a lot to unpack here, and I appreciate the likes of Kyle Meinke and Chris Burke for quote tweeting me, because I'm kind of the one that found this story earlier this morning. So Holmes is here. All he's done is a quick video. He hasn't taken questions yet. Neither is Dan Campbell. According to Ian Rappaport, Dan Campbell wants to take part in the Saints exit meetings before he takes the Lions job, so that likely will come on Wednesday or Thursday. To be honest with you, if the Lions do a press conference on Wednesday, on inauguration day for Joe Biden, that would be really dumb. Why don't you wait until Thursday so you can have all of the attention? I remember Barack Obama inauguration day in 2009 when WDFN got blown up and all of my friends got fired. I didn't. Shep didn't, and Rob Otto didn't, but the rest of the staff, including Stony Awojo, all got blown out that day. Clear Channel did that to avoid it being a big story because it was on the inauguration day of our first African-American president. Anyway, I digress. What does this all mean? I'm going to tell you coming up next. But first, I do need to talk about our friends at betonline.ag. AFC Championship is set. Bills and Chiefs. NFC Championship is set. Green Bay and Tampa Bay. You want to bet on the games this weekend? There's only one place to do it, and that's betonline.ag. My goodness gracious, these games are going to be awesome on Sunday starting at 3 o'clock. You want to get in on the action, you go to betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. What about college basketball? What about the NBA? You want to get in on all these games? The NHL is up and running. The Wings are playing this afternoon. Dylan Larkin was fighting with Zach Werenski. They're like best buddies. I think the Wings lost. Get in on the action. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. So what does this all mean for the Lions? Well, number one, Rod Wood, who's never said anything about running football, is being in charge of these people answering, the football people answering to him. Bob Quinn was the general manager, and he reported to Martha Ford. All right, Brad Holmes and Mike Disner, all these people are going to report to Rod Wood. So Rod Wood's power is there in a big way. That's number one. Number two, Mike Disner, who helped put the Lions in a pretty mediocre spot with the cap, and some people are already arguing with me on Twitter, @DairySpeaks, about it. But look at the Detroit Lions and some of their contracts. The Jamie Collins contract is terrible. The Desmond Trufant contract is terrible. The Trey Flowers contract is terrible when it comes to looking at guaranteed money and how all of this is structured. The Lions, from a cap perspective, are not as healthy as some of these other teams with other openings. Well, other openings that are now filled, but Jacksonville is a prime example. So this idea that Dizner is some megastar in running the cap, you know, he helped Bob Quinn put this team in a bad position. Now you have Brad Holmes in this story telling the Lions that he was very open and honest about their roster building, right? An honest assessment of their roster. So one of the guys that helped put it together from a financial perspective, it's going to be working with Holmes. That's so Raven. That's so Lions. Why can't this football organization ever blow it up? I said yesterday on the podcast, if you missed it, I think Matthew Stafford is going to be traded. I think Matthew Stafford wants to leave. Dan Orlovsky floated it out weeks ago. Report over the weekend about uncertainty at quarterback. One of the reasons why maybe a guy like Matt Campbell wasn't going to come here. Maybe it's one of the reasons why it's Dan Campbell. Other than it not being a bigger name or somebody else that has a better resume than Dan Campbell. Who wants to take over a sinking ship whose roster is not very good, whose cap is not very good, and whose quarterback wants to leave? But again, I'm all for this being a complete rebuild. This team could go 1-15 and 2-14 next year. I know fans aren't going to like that in the short term, but in the long term, it's the right move. Now they're building it like the Rams. We were the Patriot way for 5 years. Now we're the Ram way. But you know what? The Rams have really good talent. The Rams have had a superstar coaching staff. Sean McVay has been to a Super Bowl. This Brandon Staley guy is like a 38-year-old whiz kid D coordinator that ran the number one defense in the league this year. Yeah, they had Aaron Donald. Sure, guy's dominant. But name some other Rams defenders off the top of your head. Jalen Ramsey? Okay. Who else? Off the top of your head. Ndamukong Suh? Oh, he's not on the Rams anymore. I'm just throwing it out there, right? So to build it the Rams way, to mirror it around Les Snead and all this stuff, Les Snead, he's balls to the wall GM. He makes bold moves. He trades his first round pick every year, it seems like, in order to acquire guys moving up to draft Jared Goff, trading for Jalen Ramsey. This guy is always wheeling and dealing. That's never been the Lion philosophy. The Lions have never been bold. So I hope it works out. I'm rooting for Brad Holmes. I'm rooting for Dan Campbell. But now it's the Rams way with the cap guy that was brought in from the Patriots. He had Patriot ties. He worked with Bob Quinn in New England. And he's going to be in charge and help be in charge? Where's Chris Spielman? I want to hear more about Spielman because I think Spielman's the one that hired Dan Campbell. They look like twins. Both rough and rugged football guys, leadership guys, locker room guys, culture guys. And from what I'm being told, yes, Rod Wood got out of the way when it came to the coaching search, and Spielman spearheaded this thing. Listen to Barry Sanders on a Rich Eisen show from last week. He didn't even talk about Rod. He just kept talking about Chris. Chris this and Chris that. But this is not usually how the Lions operate. So that's a good thing. But again, Rod Wood and Mike Dizner being in big power seats, to me, is a concern. That's why I hope they hire an assistant general manager that will help Brad Holmes that has football experience. Or just make Chris Spielman that. Your thoughts on it? At Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions. And the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I want to give you a stat about coaches that are inexperienced and have the same sort of resume as Dan Campbell. We're going to do that coming up next. I got to tell you, though, about Rock Auto. Listen, go to rockauto.com for your auto parts, people. Stop going to the store. Stop going to these other websites. There are no other websites because rockauto.com is the best. You want to buy a fuel pump assembly? You want to get yourself a big case of motor oil, tail lamps, carpet for your car, engine control modules, whatever it is, you can get it and get it for a good price at rockauto.com. They always offer the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. Chain stores, they got different prices for mechanics and for do-it-yourselfers. That's not good. You want consistency. RockAuto.com has everything you need. Just go to the website. It's easy, a few easy clicks, and all the stuff that you buy is delivered directly to your door. The catalog is unique, easy to navigate. Just go to the website, look at it for yourself. And the best of all, the prices are always reliably low. All right? Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. All right, so I tweeted this over the weekend about coaches that have never been coordinators before and how the last one that the Lions hired that was never a coordinator before, he was just a D-line coach, was Rod Marinelli. And we remember how the 2008 season worked out for Rod Marinelli as head coach of the Lions. The Lions didn't win a single game. They went 0-16. So my crack research staff took a look at this. Since the year 2000, 101 first-time NFL coaches have now been hired to full-time head coaching positions. That includes Urban Meyer in Jacksonville, Robert Saleh with the Jets, Arthur Smith in Atlanta, and Brandon Staley with the Chargers. Among those 101 coaches, 11 have been named head coach without having previously served in the NFL as a coordinator, offense, defense, or special teams, or as a D1 head coach. This excludes stints as interim head coach. So this, if you were an interim coach, you weren't the head coach on this list. Dan Campbell was the interim coach of the Dolphins 5 years ago. Only three of these 11 coaches served more than three seasons. Tony Sperano, Herm Edwards, who did a good job with the Jets, and Mike Tice, who was the head coach of the Vikings. Three coaches didn't last more than 2 years. Jim Zorn, and Lane Kiffin. The last coach hired in the NFL without being a coordinator or a D1 head coach experience was Tom Sula with the 49ers. In 2015, he won 5 games, he lost 11, he was overmatched, and he was fired. Through 2020, Oakland and San Francisco are the only teams since 2000 to hire two head coaches without NFL coordinator or D1 head coaching experience. The records of all of these coaches are 197 and 283. That's 86 games below 500. 31 seasons, only 5 were in the playoffs. Sperano once, Herm Edwards 3 times, and Mike Tice once. All right, we're talking about guys like Jim Tom Sula, who is the 49ers D-line coach, Mike Munchak, Titans O-line coach, Tom Cable, remember him? Oakland O-line coach. Raheem Morris was a defensive backs coach. Mike Singletary was the assistant head coach in charge of linebackers. He ran the 49ers, and he was horrible. 09 and 10, 13 and 18. I mentioned Sperano before, an O-line coach, Jim Zorn, all these guys. Some of you are going to go, whoa, wait a minute, Brian Flores. Brian Flores, his last year with the Patriots, was the linebackers coach, but he ran the defense. He called the defensive signals. They never gave him the defensive coordinator title, but he was the defensive coordinator. Belichick made him earn it. He was the play caller. Look at his bio on the Dolphins website. Defensive, a linebackers coach and defensive play caller. They did the same thing with Josh McDaniels back in 05. He was calling the plays, but they didn't call him the OC until his second year. Brian Flores doesn't count. He was the play caller in 2018, not the defensive coordinator. So I'm just telling you that these numbers are not working well, and you hope that Dan Campbell is going to be a different story. But I think this is going to be a process that is going to take a long time. I think Brad Holmes knows college talent, and I think that's great. And I like that they're going that direction in college scouting. I also think Dan Campbell is going to clean up the locker room. Not that it needs up that much cleaning, but remember this. Culture is very important. Guys want to play for Brandon Staley. Everybody says the reason the Chargers hired this guy is because the players love him. And he adapts with the players. He connects with the players. He's tough enough one minute, but then he's arm around you the next minute. And that's exactly how former Dolphins are talking about Dan Campbell. So that's a good thing. But the question is going to be, what about the staff around him? Who's going to be the OC? Who's going to be the DC? And they're going to have to blow up that defense. So this is going to take some time. Only 3 of the 11 coaches served more than 3 years. Sperano, Herm Edwards, and Mike Tice. 3 didn't coach for more than 2 years. So the numbers are not good in this situation. Some of you can say, well, John Harbaugh was a special teams coach. Yeah, he was a coordinator. He ran the special teams. So the numbers are not in the Lions' favor. But again, I think Dan Campbell is going to need 4 years to turn this around. I think there's a reason Brad Holmes got a 5-year deal. This is going to take some time. I just hope when the press conference arrives, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever, that these guys say, you know what, this is going to take some time. I need to get acclimated to my position. This roster isn't good enough. Please, please don't do what Sheila Ford Hamp did in November and tell me that, oh, we're close. No, you're not. And if this quarterback wants out like I think he does, if there's uncertainty there, what uncertainty would there be if he didn't say anything? The Lions want to keep him. But if he has said something and this Orlovsky stuff has legs, then what do you do? You're going to have to draft a quarterback at number 7. And there's no guarantee it's the right guy. You hope it is. What would have been nice is last year if you would have taken Tua or Herbert and groomed them. Then you'd be set to go. Locked On Lions for this Monday, January 18th, is in the books right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Stay with us the rest of the week. We'll keep you posted on the latest news. There was a report earlier yesterday from Dave Burkett that the Lions were possibly going to be looking at one of the Saints' assistant coaches for the Lions' defensive coordinator spot. Real fast, Jane Slater of NFL Network is reporting that LSU was working on finalizing a deal to name Saints' assistant Ryan Nielsen as their new defensive coordinator. Nielsen is a D-line coach of the Saints, and Dave Burkett had written that he was in the mix for D.C., so we'll see. Talk to you again tomorrow.